Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
That's the Platters bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Bill Connolly, celebrating his 9th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Bill, thanks again for 9 great years.
Yeah, happy to be here.
And we need your website, too, please, Bill.
Yeah, ConnollyConsulting.com. Connolly is spelled with only one N, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y.
What will they find, when they get there?
Well, what they're going to find is some of the latest news things, and links to my free monthly newsletter, which is a graphical thing that you can skim in about 60 seconds and get your update on what's happening in the economy, as well as links to my Forbes.com. I'm a contributor to Forbes.com.
Right, yeah.
Those articles are linked there.
And the new book is called The Flexible Stance, Thriving in a Boom-Bust Economy, available wherever books are sold. Find out more about it at his website there, ConnollyConsulting.com. Connolly with one N. Bill, put your economist hat on and talk to us about what's going on.
Yeah, well, the economy is in a moderate growth period. It actually gets a little bit boring. The first quarter was soft, but I think it's coming back.
Half a point GDP, and here's the thing, Bill. As ugly as that is, it's better by far than the previous 2 years' first quarters, which were both negative.
Yeah, we're having a problem with seasonal adjustment. These numbers are supposed to take into account the normal thing where Christmas is a boom and then first quarter is slack, but there's a statistical problem. I think if you blur your eyes from the details, what you see is slowly moderate, a little bit below 50% growth. We're not achieving our potential, but we're not in recession either.
Yeah, but, when you're hanging around, you got two consecutive first quarters negative. And that's one more negative quarter away from a recession. When you got a half a point, I don't think second quarter, I don't think the rest of the year is going to be recessionary at all. But Bill, that just wears people out when you got this kind of a moribund economy.
Yeah, it does. And there aren't a lot of people feeling happy here in the Pacific Northwest. You know, I'm in Portland and get up to Seattle. We actually have pretty low unemployment with a software boom, but the guys in the oil patch are certainly suffering with the drop in
right.
oil prices and drilling activity.
Let's blend a little politics in with the economy. You guys are up there in the $15 minimum wage area.
Well, we're on a path to get to 15.
Yeah,
in a few
but years. I mean, you can't tell me, Bill, even in Seattle, you can't tell me that's not going to be detrimental to businesses up there.
Yeah, it is, and I think it's especially detrimental to young people trying to get their start.
Right.
And it maybe won't hurt the college student looking for a part-time job, somebody who's well-spoken, maybe has a couple of years of summer jobs under his belt, but the person who comes from a disadvantaged family doesn't present him or herself well. That is the person who's really going to find it impossible.
And they got no way to get a job. How are they going to get a job?
Right. They don't have $15 worth of productivity.
Well, and I'll tell you something else, Bill. You know, back when you and I were pups, if a minimum wage went up, people just had to pay it. Today we have technology options.
That's right. I've ordered food at restaurants on an iPad.
I have too. I didn't like it, but I did it.
And I think we're going to have more of that coming. Whether it's a restaurant server or the downtown
right.
parking garages no longer have attendants, it's all a kiosk.
I just don't understand why, after all these years and all the evidence that minimum wage is a loser for the people it's supposed to help, whenever a politician talks about raising minimum wage, I don't understand why everybody else doesn't just tell them to shut up and sit down.
Well, they should. excuse me. But there have been a couple of studies that said, gee, in a short period of time, it did not hurt. But we always know that that change takes longer than we think.
Right.
But change eventually comes. So,
but we're talking double in a couple of years, though, Bill.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think the rest of the year is going to be like? We're going to have an average of 2% or so?
Yeah, growth? Yeah, something. I've got about 2.1, I think, percent in my forecast.
Right.
Right now we're up in the air about whether the Fed, Federal Reserve, raises interest rates in
yeah.
June. That's a
they
majority
won't.
Opinion among economists. But
they won't. I was right last year. I predicted they wouldn't last year. I was right last year. I'm going to be right this year too, Bill. No, take that. You can write that down. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here.
Great chatting with you, Jim.
The new book is called The Flexible Stance by Dr. Bill Connerly. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I got to go for this hour. Reminding you before I go, always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.